Hello, everybody. So I just came back from a walk. It was an evening walk this time. I love walking. As you might know, I try to go every day on a long walk, either in the morning or the evening. And even though I don't talk about gear very often, I thought about mentioning what I've been using lately, because the camera gear that I bring with me on my daily walks has changed quite a bit over the years. So I used to use a compact camera. I still have compact cameras. This is small Sony RX100 cameras, and now the CV1 is the newest version that I still have, and I bring with me every time that I go out, say to the grocery store, maybe I'm running an errand, or I'm just going to a coffee shop or to a restaurant or something like that. So I don't have, it doesn't make much sense to bring a bigger camera. So I always have a compact camera with me still. But on my daily walks now, I've stepped it up a little bit. And now I bring my full frame camera, the Sony A7 R2. And I have usually with just one lens, that is the Tamron 28 to 200 millimeters. This is a super zoom lens. It's relatively fast for the focal range that it has. It goes from 2.8 to 5.6. So with this lens, I'm not only able to shoot at on the wide angle side of things and the telephoto to 200, so distant objects and distant subjects and wider scenes, but also I'm able to create some separation between the subject and the background using a shallower depth of field. And also, of course, it performs relatively well in low light, especially when paired with the sensor in the A7 R2, which is pretty good in low light too. So that has been a big improvement over what I used to use before. That it was a compact camera. Of course, it's a much bigger, heavier, bulkier, excuse me, more expensive setup. But yeah, I think that the compromises are worth it. So that is the combo that I usually bring with me, just the camera and that lens. Sometimes if I feel like I don't know, I'm gonna be making more images, or I feel like I'm gonna be out for longer periods of time, or maybe it's foggy outside, or it's I don't know, I feel like I might be able to make more images, I might bring more lenses with me. Of course, I bring a bag as well, to put those to keep those lenses in. My bag of choice for these walks is it's a slim bag from Peak Design. It was a little bit expensive for what it is, because it's just a, you know, it's a slim bag with a couple of pockets, but I like the design. It's totally black, and is waterproof as well. So I've been caught in the rain with this bag before. And the camera gear inside was totally dry and totally fine. So I like it because of that. And inside, to complement the 28 to 200, I usually bring the Rokinon or Samyang, depending on where you are, 85 millimeter 1.4, also a full frame lens. And that lens will allow me to capture subjects and isolate them from the background to have a much shallower depth of field with that 1.4 aperture, even more because we are talking about a not telephoto but long lens, 85 millimeters. And it's a beautiful lens. It's big, of course, but because it's an autofocus lens and pretty fast, but it's a beautiful lens. It creates beautiful images, and I've been liking it quite a lot on my walks. I've used it to photograph a sheep just half an hour ago, I think those images are going to look pretty good. Now, along with that lens, sometimes, or most of the time, I will bring a little drone with me, actually, a DJI Mini 2. I got that drone maybe 3 months ago when I was still in the US, but I didn't really use it there. I've been using it here now that we're back in Spain a little bit more. I've been loving that thing. It's very stable in the air. It takes beautiful images too. It shoots raw. I think it's a 12 megapixel camera, so it's more or less like a flying phone. I think it's a 24 millimeter equivalent, the focal length. But I mean, it's a drone, so you can move it as much as you want. You can move it up and down, left and right. You can rotate it. So in that sense, it's also being an experience that I've been that has been improving my photography a little bit. I've learned a little bit about composition because very rarely you have that freedom when you are on the ground on your own feet with a camera in hand. Most of the time you are limited by a wall or a cliff or whatever. You just can't move whatever you want to, and you can't, of course, fly. You have to take the photo from the ground. But with a drone, you are pretty much unlimited to the angles that you can use to capture a scene. So that's another thing that I might have in my bag with me. If I'm going out at night, like I just did right now, as I said, I just came back from an evening walk. Of course, I'm not going to bring my drone because I'm not going to fly it at night. So along with the 28 to 200 and the 85, I will bring the Rokinon / Samyang 35 millimeter 1.4 as well. This is even a bigger lens and a heavier lens, but I also happen to love it because the results that I'm able to get from this lens are just beautiful. I love the rendering. I love the 1.4 aperture, especially now at night. And I don't know, I just enjoy using this lens quite a bit. And that's about it. That's what I bring. I know it might sound like a lot of gear for just a walk. So I brought today one camera and three lenses. But I mean, this is my job. And even though I'm not expecting to make any groundbreaking images on these walks, you never know. I've made plenty of images, very good images in the past that have made it to even to my book, you know, my latest book, one. So images that have made it into my portfolio, and they were made on daily walks like this where I had no expectations whatsoever. And now by bringing this camera and the one, two, three lenses, whatever I might have with me, well, I'll be ready if I stumble upon a scene that is that I think is worth capturing. Yeah, I believe that photography is something that we must do, or we should do at least every day. This is a lifelong journey. It's not about, you know, going 500% on one day or one trip. It's about going 80, 70%, but every day adding a little bit. So that's what I'm trying to do with these daily walks. I can't afford to be traveling all the time, nor I want to, because I want to spend time with my family and friends and have a kind of routine. And I also, you know, photography involves more than just being out on trips and taking photos. You have to deal with, you have to edit, you have to, well, I create these podcasts, videos, you have to promote your work as well. You have to work on books, blog posts, videos, all that kind of stuff. So that's my reasoning behind my photography on these walks. That's why I'm bringing this camera gear with me. So I'm always ready and prepared for whatever I might find. Of course, you don't need, every time I talk about gear, I kind of, I don't like it. I try to avoid it as much as I can because I don't want anyone to feel like you have to have any specific lens or camera to create images or to take photos, because camera gear matters, but to a point. Even if I went just with a compact camera, I'd be able to create most of the images that I can create with a full frame. It's just because I can, I'm able, or I know I have the chance to bring the full frame camera, so why not? I'll just bring it. But if I couldn't afford it, or if I couldn't bring it with me because it was too heavy, it's just better to just go with a compact camera or even your phone. The specific camera gear doesn't really matter that much. What matters the most when it comes to making good images and to building a portfolio over time is to it's about it's just getting out as often as you can. How you capture, how you take the photo, or what you use to capture the photo doesn't really matter that much. So yeah, this is all I have to share. It was a very nice walk. Fall is coming. I'm loving this weather, and I'm just gonna get ready for bed and getting ready for my next walk that hopefully will happen tomorrow in the morning. Thank you so much for listening, and talk to you in the next one.